Syracuse police and Destiny USA officials say the emergency response to Friday's shooting at the large, crowded mall went as well as could be expected. Officers stationed at the mall were on the scene within seconds and found a victim with gunshot wounds to the leg. He's expected to be okay. Shortly after the shooting, a car crash was reported downtown. Turns out the passenger in one of the cars matched the description of the shooting suspect. Chief Kenton Buckner says it's clear officers had the situation under control.
I think it's impossible to prevent everything, but given our response to what occurred, I think that we've shown that we're more than prepared to address these kinds of issues. To the public, I would say don't allow two or three knuckleheads to ruin our holiday season.
21-year-old Kyrie Truex of Syracuse is lodged in the Justice Center on assault, reckless endangerment, and weapons charges. Both Chief Buckner and Destiny USA General Manager Rob Schoeneck reassured the public that the mall is very safe considering the volume of people who visit every day without incident. Schoeneck was pleased with everyone's response.
We plan and prepare and have for years to take the right actions in the event that something like this ever happened, and we're very proud of the fact that things went down just according to plan. We had a lot of Syracuse police officers in the building. Everybody reacted just the way we expected them to react, and it resulted in a very quick arrest. We're also very pleased with the way our tenants and our guests reacted to the situation.
Schoeneck says tenants follow specific procedures.
We plan and prepare and have for years to take the right actions in the event that something like this ever happened, and we're very proud of the fact that things went down just according to plan. We had a lot of Syracuse police officers in the building. Everybody reacted just the way we expected them to react, and it resulted in a very quick arrest. We're also very pleased with the way our tenants and our guests reacted to the situation.
A little over 24 hours after the shooting, officers at the mall responded to a stabbing incident Saturday evening. Surveillance cameras showed two men with knives engaged in a fight. One was injured. Patrons broke up the duel and both men left the mall. Police have no victim or suspect and say there was no apparent threat to anyone else at the mall. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.